Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." We can see in America today that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage on television.
You know, nothing makes God happier than when two people, any two people, come together in love. Friends?
If it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher's thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite, Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage only to promote the next agenda that this government attempts to pass as new legislation? For example, gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, fornication, and the such? I have to ask, who's doing the legislating? The musicians or the government? It is as if someone behind the scenes is pushing all of this, and I'm not being facetious, this is exactly what they are attempting to do. Push unlawful legislation on the people. Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential television networks of all time, he stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them."
A poor player.
What about recording artist Marilyn Manson? He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in, he said, once we got them, we can give them our message." Or what of guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave? He said on Rage TV, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." Or take a look at a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino, as he was quoted insane in January 23rd of 1999, take it from a brain guy. "In 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can." So again, friends, I ask you, when Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation, I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people," was he right? Yes, he was. And that with the help of fools that help destroy civilizations.
We should be up here in about 10 seconds, guys. There's so much to cover, but I'm going to stick to the topic concerning what we were going to hit yesterday. We are going to get to that today. So, again, we should be up any second here. 2-1, here we go.
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles." Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Okay, hello friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Justin Peters Ministries just highlighted the fact that, and I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is what they seem to be boasting about when they're talking about their pride. And at the end of what I tell you, you're going to understand exactly why the Lord calls this an abomination. It's stuff that we hit, and it's stuff that people don't listen to until it hits home. And it's a sad day in America, and it's a sad day across the world when people just give this a pass. And what am I talking about? Justin Peters just highlighted the fact that these men should be publicly executed and homosexuals should not be allowed to adopt children. Nope, they should be thrown exactly where they belong. It's felonious activity. Every child needs a father and mother, said Justin Peters. Well, what am I talking about? Well, if you go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, Peg Yaki, however he says that, the hated, posted, just to be clear, two homosexuals, two sodomites, as scripture calls them, crimes against nature that the people are given a pass to. Two gay men, both of whom worked with children, applied to adopt a baby boy and then raped him to death within 3 months of the child being placed in their care. I want to show you how the mainstream media, only to prove another point I've reiterated 1,000 times on this show, is complicit and they are accomplices to the crimes by covering or attempting to cover for the conspirators. In fact, Jeremiah 11:9, it tells us that the press will not release photos of them, but this man did and so did I. Now, I want you to understand something because we see it at play all day long. We see the communists. It doesn't matter, again, if it's the right or the left, friends. They're both pushing forward the same agenda, and it's always against the people. And yes, the Lord is behind all of this. Look at the book of Judges and look as to who he chastises and judges. He judges because you won't be chastised. And what's interesting to note is nobody's pushing forth chaos more than your corrupt representatives. Now, I just highlighted a crime that your said governors across the United States including this current administration, are advocating for and then, in fact, are guilty of. I want you to listen carefully. This is Tyrant Governor Pritzker out of none other than Illinois. Again, note the crime that I just highlighted. Note last week I took five shows to share with you the fruit hanging on the branch of this abominable agenda called the sodomite agenda during what these people, these abominable ones, are advocating for. Folks, it's always about the revolution. And the way that you bring about the change is you create the chaos. And this is exactly who's responsible for who's doing the attacking when it comes to the righteous Christian patriot conservatives in the United States of America. Let's listen to this said sodomite governor. Here we go. I'm gonna do this again, folks. I apologize. I just had to go ahead and undo the... none other. And now, of course, what we're doing is waiting for it to load up. But again, listen
banded
carefully.
Medicaid to cover gender-affirming surgeries.
Whoop-de-doo!
We brought inclusive LGBTQ plus curriculum into our schools so that all students now learn about the contributions of queer and trans trailblazers.
That's what America
Marsha
wants.
Marsha P. Johnson and Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk?
State Board of
it was reported he was a pedophile.
He is a pedophile.
Inclusive policies
so who's behind all this agenda, friends, but the pedophiles?
And affirming. And I'm proud to say that my administration is the most diverse administration in state history.
Governor.
Now, I want you to listen carefully as to what you just heard, friends. I should say this. I want to just go over what he just got done saying. So who's advocating felonious activity more than the corrupt in the mainstream media and the said representatives in the halls of government? Let me ask you another question. Where are they driving this just authority? It's not from we the people. They're acting outside of who we are within the scope of authority given unto them. So who are they acting on the behest of? Not the American people. Not one nation under God. They're advocating a crime against heaven every day of the week. And the American people are saying, well, you know, what do we do about it? I don't know. What do you do about it when you see two men adopt a three-month-old baby and then you find out that they rape him to death? In Colorado right now, I don't know if you're aware of this, Coloradoans, and they're doing the same things in the state of Minnesota and in Michigan and in Indiana and in New York, and the list goes on concerning these said governors that are advocating the theft of children from their parents if the parents don't go along with the little boy that wants to be a girl. This is happening in Colorado right now. What is it going to take for the American people to finally wake up to what it is that's going on here and who's responsible for it? Nobody's attacking you, America, more than your said representatives. Here, let me bring you to another point really quick before we get to our main topic. Isn't it interesting that I highlighted yesterday that Donald Trump is talking about, you know, defending Israel while he's attacking Iran? That was all pre-planned, as I highlighted that from General Wesley Clark yesterday. And it's interesting that simultaneously as he's defending Israel, he's giving you the illusion that he's taking care of the illegals in the United States of America, when in fact, in parallel, simultaneously, he's talking about these 500,000 Chinese that are here that he wants to remain here, and he's always been about it. Well, another question is when you look at all these sodomite governors that are advocating that which is against the law in this country because it's against God's law, he condemns what they're advocating for. Isn't it interesting that they're also the ones alluring the illegal or the Somalians into America, those from the Middle East that mean to conquer this country? Let me show you how the mainstream media works once again, because I'm going to highlight this on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Two Minnesota Muslim terrorists, high school-aged kids, charged in graduation ceremony machine gun attacks in America. Do you understand how they're using these people as a broom to assail you? And yet, even when it comes out of their own mouths, the American people are still somehow giving these criminals in office the benefit of the doubt, regardless of the innocent dying, regardless of the people that they're bringing here and the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Nope, just all eyes on the bad guys. All eyes on the crimes that are being committed by those that they lured into America. Don't worry about anything else. Let us just keep attacking you with a smile on our face. And in the process of doing that, you'll never believe that we could be responsible for the crimes that these people that we're bringing in are responsible for. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to get to the main topic on the other side.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Yeah, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. Don't wait, please, for the last minute, because I don't want to cut you off before you get the opportunity. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. During the break, I just wanted to cover this really quick before we get it into the main topic here. The Rutherford Institute, the constitutional attorneys that are faithful and they are free of the blood of the men in this country that refuse to hear their message, they just highlighted on the front lines weaponizing immigration. Does anybody remember when I told you, you can go ahead and mark that one down as well? They're going to be weaponized. They are being weaponized, and they're being weaponized against the American people. Listen carefully. The Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead said, with the headline, weaponizing immigration, the Trump administration. See, it's not an issue, friends, of being loyal to an unconstitutional party. It's about being loyal to the God that you say that you love and upholding his laws, regardless of who's in office. That's what a patriot is. Okay. But he said weaponizing immigration, the Trump administration accused of deportation powers to do what? To punish anybody that opposes them. Isn't that exactly the message that was sent from the treasonous Joe Biden that was placed into office, installed into the People's White House in the face of all the massive voter fraud that took place? Yeah, see, they're not at odds, friends. They're guilty of pushing the same agenda. And again, what we have here is the Rutherford Institute telling you that the Trump administration is accused of deportation powers to punish those that speak out against his criminal administration. It chills political speech. Has anybody got a goosebump going up their spine yet? Because it's all aimed at you. Read Amos 6:3. Friends, for all the things that have been correctly perceived through foreknowledge given unto us by the Holy Ghost, I'm still amazed that the American people are fast asleep once again. You need to read Ephesians 5:14 when you get a moment. Do yourself a favor. Redeem the time, because life is a vapor and you're not promised tomorrow. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to the main topic, because I didn't get the opportunity to do it yesterday. As a matter of fact, I could go ahead and kick off some more information for the rest of the hour concerning what's going on here in America once again and how you Americans are under attack. What I want to do is I want to give you a little bit of information. When I first, and I've shared this on church on Sundays at 9 a.m. Central Standard every Sunday on the Rumble feed here. And sonsoflibertymedia.com. One of the things that I shared with you people a couple weeks ago is the fact that when I first came into the church, it was exactly the opposite of what I thought it was going to be. I also highlighted the fact that what I was reading in the Word of God and what I was seeing in the church were two different scenarios, two different stories, two different versions of what Scripture are. And in that process, I was also called up. I came out of the rock and roll world. I was by the hand of God, through providence, put back into a situation to reach out to the people with the gift of becoming all things to all men to win them more to Christ, like that of none other than Paul, the one responsibly, or the one that's been responsible for writing two-thirds of the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 9:27, check it out. But in saying that, I got back into the music scene, and I remember the very first show that we played as a Christian metal band, we actually got second best unsigned to a band called POD, which became MTV's Darling. They were touring for 1 year. We played one show, and we just got right up there in the ranks. We got five label offers that we rejected for the very purpose of not being dictated by the radio or the record companies, okay, who play the bank, and hence at length, what they do is they control everything you do. We weren't going to do that. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose that when I got into what they call the Christian music scene, the first thing that I noticed was, outside of the fact that there was massive, massive modern gospel going on, false converts left and right. And I seen it just without even understanding the fullness of Scripture as a baby Christian during that particular time. And I also noticed the national bands that we played with immediately. Yeah, some of them were well-intended, but more than not, they were using the Christian scene as a stepping stone to get into the secular world. Why? They failed to bring the cross over because they never denied themselves and brought up their own cross. In other words, they were a bunch of counterfeits. And the Christian scene overall, as they call it, I want to tell you what I see. 99.9% of what I see is counterfeit. I'm telling you that scene is as controlled as the secular scene is. And what they put up in the face of the people is a lack of Christianity, more so than what it is when they call it Christianity. Now, what am I talking about? Have you ever seen these effeminate pastors today that just sicken you to the core? You know, it reminds me of Jesus saying, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you, I'll puke you out of my mouth in Revelation 3. That's exactly what it is. And it's exactly, you feel a repulsiveness. You feel like a get away from me, you counterfeits, you effeminate pansies, you capitulating cowards. 78 verse 9 of Psalms, check that out. It is prevalent in the church. They dress the same. They wear these skinnies. They got the hair, same hairstyle. Everything goes. Folks, it's like, how is it that people that call themselves Christians haven't taken the time to see, like I did when I was first brought into the church, to note that that is a lack of? Nobody rebuked a Christian or the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did, and that's what got him crucified. Folks, America's filled with them. America's filled with them. Yesterday I had said, hey, folks, why don't you do me a favor? Go online, find your favorite preacher. You better ask him why he's your favorite preacher, number one. Because preachers, scripturally, read Hosea 6:5, they preach out against sin to slay sin. And as Martin Luther rightly said, the way that I preach is either you're going to hate your sin or you're going to hate the preacher. John Wesley said the same exact thing to his students that were being raised up in his course. He said, either they're going to love you or they're going to hate you. There's going to be no in between. That's right. Either they're going to repent or else they're going to assail the ambassadors and the ministers of Jesus Christ to their own demise. There's no in between. Tell me which preacher out there right now that's put up. You tell me which one has any negative connotations or any negative press on him that's not going along with what's going on in politics. And they've got it completely upside down. They've got it completely backwards. It's the church that leads, not the politicians. Because what's happening in the halls of government, which we highlight, and we also give you reference as to how to deal with them, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 59 verse 14, what you need to understand is we're giving you the information, folks, that the church is to lead, because what's going on in government, the corruption that you see, first starts in the church. It's the church that's called to be the moral compass of society, not the other way around. The government doesn't lead. We, the people under Christ, lead, because we have no king but King Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Well, you know what? We are, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And again, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in. Amen. That's what we're called to do. I just want to tell you before we start this, there is nothing so repulsive that I have seen in all of my life, which explains exactly why I went on for 28 years of my life without not a person ever coming up to me as a faithful minister of Christ to preach his gospel faithfully to him, because they're not faithful to him. What the Lord did in my ministry, he did it all by himself. He's the author and he's the finisher of my faith, period. And I'm telling you, what you see, again, in what they call the Christian scene, starting in the churches, it is a lack of Christianity. They advocate a false grace that's used as an occasion for the flesh for what Jesus Christ was sent on Calvary to do for us when he shed his blood. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, not to come up with some heretical doctrine to go ahead and create that doctrine that says, no, go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh and go ahead and sin all that you want to. Nope. They don't know the word of God. What does 8:11 of John tell us? Go and sin no more. That's real grace. What does 1 John chapter 2 tell us? That you might know that you might not sin. Right? And the list goes on. Did Jesus sin? Nope. Was he our example? Yep. What does 1 John 2:6 tell us? That he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. Read 1 John chapter 3, 6, and 9 as well. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBSradio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What are your thoughts? I'm curious. I really am. 2, 3, and 4. Pro or con, it matters not. You know what's interesting is when I look at, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go over here right now. I'm going to go over to Titus. And when I look over at Titus, I first of all, I love the book. And it's a fantastic book. It's a smaller one. It's overlooked quite a bit. And when I go over there, I don't know why, King James, okay, I don't know why it's doing that, but it is doing that. Okay, there we go. Going over to King James, Titus chapter 1, it says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work, a reprobate. That means they're abandoned in their sin. That's why they act in such a fashion. They've deceived themselves into believing that they're saved. They talk about, if matter of fact, if I brought up the word conversion to them, they'd have no idea for the most part as to what I just asked them. See, the Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7.
And when you ask basic questions and simple questions concerning those that profess to be Christians, they have no idea what the doctrine even says. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But I want you to listen to this, because when I look at 2 Titus, it says in verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation," salvation is liberation from sin, not in sin. When you look at Matthew 1:21, Jesus came into the world to save us from our sin, that which offends him, that which Jesus Christ shed Calvary with his blood to cover concerning us and redeeming us back unto the Father. Okay? Again, listen, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, which they adhere to, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age." Now, I want you to listen carefully what it says next. It says in verse 14, "Who gave himself for us," I just highlighted that he might redeem us through his blood from all iniquity, from all lawlessness, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. There's that word again. Read 2 Ephesians 8 through 10. Don't stop at 8 or 9. Go to the verse 10 and see the thought through given by Paul, inspired by the Holy Ghost. But this is what you need to hear. "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." He said, "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority." When's the last time you heard that in the pulpit or from the pulpit? Therein lies the problem. It's who you're listening to. He's not giving anybody a reason to repent, because he's not preaching out against sin. Nope, he's trying to be as fluffy with the people as he possibly can, lest he offend one of his supporters that's helping him buy his brand new building, or his new pews, or his brand new car, or his brand new house. This is what a faithful witness sounds like that delivers souls, friends. It's not there to appease your indifferences. It's there to preach against that which put Christ on the cross. Bradley, show me that in Scripture. I'll do that. 2 Corinthians 10:6. What does it say? "And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience," when you're converted, what do? "When your obedience is fulfilled, you take vengeance on that which put Christ on the cross." Anybody want to contend on that one? I didn't think so. I absolutely didn't think so. And then when you look over on 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, what does it say? "For godly sorrow worketh" what? "Repentance to salvation." That means you're on the right track. Not to be repented of, but "the sorrow of the world worketh death." Okay, so I've said enough up to this point concerning our main topic here. None other than a friend of mine who passed shortly after we became friends, Dr. D. James Kennedy. Coral Ridge Ministries, out of the Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale area of Florida. He had said that the vast majority of people who are members of churches in America today, he said, they're not Christians. I say that without the slightest fear of contradiction. I base it on empirical evidence of 24 years of examining thousands of people. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, what's going on in the church? You're seeing the fruit of them by what's going on, probably not to the same extent, but in many cases, yes, concerning those that are in the halls of government. It was the Pharisees that were envious. They were the ones that were jealous of Christ, lest the whole nation should be changed and converted by him. But they rejected him, and therefore judgment fell upon their heads. Luke 13:34. When you see this, what I'm highlighting, friends, it's absolutely astounding to some, but to me, it's not. Because it's one of those things that I've continuously highlighted since I've been in ministry. It's fake. It's not real. It's not genuine. You guys ever heard of the guy, Michael Tate? He used to be with something, a band called DC Talks. The former front man for the Christian rock band Newsboys now. You guys know who I'm talking about? These professed Christian bands that they put up. I have said it a million times. They are no different than the world. No different than the world. He was, by the way, a founding member of DC Talk, as I just highlighted. there's a confronting tide of allegations coming from people that have come forward highlighting the fact that he has sexually assaulted them, including drugging and raping underage men and boys. Here we go again. Why are they put up? Just like I continuously tell you, they're put up because they're guilty of the same things of those that have put them up, the devil and his little minions. Just go ahead and look to the fruit. This is astounding to some, but this is the kind of stuff that comes to the light, and the reason it comes to the light is because it's a mercy of God. What does it say in Luke 12:2? There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. It will come abroad. That is the mercy of God on the behalf of the innocent people to now stand up in judgment and enforce the law against criminals like this. It always goes back to the same thing. Michael Tate's now just, that's all he has to do, Americans, is just apologize. Michael Tate issues an apology. I'm sorry for doing illegal drugs. I'm sorry for drugging boys up and raping them. I'm sorry. That's all they have to do is just come out and say they're sorry for the crimes that they have been committing. Does this explain to you people, and I say this in all sincerity, does this explain to you why they don't preach out against sin? Absolutely it does. Friends, I've said it a million times, and I'm going to revert back to Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who said if they don't preach out against sin, it's because they're guilty of it. Why do you have a sodomite agenda today? Because the professors in the pulpits don't preach out against it? Why do you have abortion, murder of children, which God hates, Proverbs 6:17, 20:13 of Exodus? Why do you have a government that illegally sanctions the murder of children in the womb to the equivalency of 80 million children? Because the church fails to preach out against the sin. Why is it that it's now evolved into now the Supreme Court, somehow or another, who attempts to usurp their throne over the throne of God, which will be brought down to the hell that they deserve, and so will the country that listens to these black-robed tyrants? Isn't it interesting how they came in and redefined that a marriage, which is the institution of the church, to say that two men can be married and two women can be married, and they can come along and say, you know what, you can't pray in school, which you've never lost, right, by the way, you know, that come along and say, you know, you can't have the Ten Commandments posted anymore. It's not a permissible objective, quote unquote, said they. Who are the people obeying? Are they obeying the Lord or are they obeying the tyrants? Does it explain to you why that you in this country have become a prey? Because this is what you've allowed concerning the hippies in the pulpits and the hippies that are in the halls of government today. God rebuke every single one of them. God rebuke this rebellious, revolting generation that deserves the very hell that it's created. And if you want to see the fruit of those that I'm talking about right now, that's all you have to do is look around. Look at the younger generation. Michael Tate would probably be considered that. He's coming out and confessing cocaine use. Why is it that cocaine's available anyways, especially when we know the CIA and the FBI are the ones that are responsible for trafficking cocaine? And I can't really rightly blame them, though I do in part. If it wasn't the American people buying the cocaine, they wouldn't be profiting from it now, would they, the CIA? Oh, and there's, go online, cross-check me. There's a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys. If you haven't seen the Clinton Chronicles, the Bushes and the Clintons were both responsible as the biggest drug traffickers known in American history. Not hard to find, friends. You can keep your head in the sand, but how's that working out for you? Is it true what John Wesley said when he said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now we got one of the biggest Christian bands, as they call it. They're an abomination. Nobody wants to listen until it happens. And this is another prime example. And it's not just Michael Tate from Newsboys. And don't sit there and act like the other band members and the managers and the record label had no idea that he was a part of this. This is exactly why he's been put up, because they're all guilty of the same sins. And even those that sit back and they look through a window and they see what they're doing and say nothing, they're just as guilty as the ones that are committing the crimes. This is no surprise. This is just another window of opportunity for people to understand to the degree that the professors in the church are not at all the professors in the church. Well, some will say, Bradley, how are you helping the church? I am helping the church by separating the sheep from the goats. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Final shout out. 281-845-4704. Some people will say, Bradley, where's the love? And then I put a question back to you and ask you the question, where is the love? When I go to Leviticus, and I want you to listen carefully, when I go to Leviticus 19:17, what does it tell me? I want to give it to you exactly as to what it says. Going back to the King James Version, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. If you see your brother in any form of sin, that which offends God, you will rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin to be upon him or allow it in the camp. Yeah, where is the love? I'm asking all those that are offended at this message, where is the love? Why was Jesus hated for his love? This is my commandment, that you love one another. The world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. What about going over to Psalm 109, verse 5? What does that say? Well, when I go over to 109, verse 5, it says, they repay me evil for good. They have rewarded me evil for good. And listen carefully. And hatred for my love. Bradley, is that all you ever do is hide behind a microphone? Nope. Are you on social media platforms? I hope so. If not, I'm going to highlight this. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just concerning those that I'm, you know, condemning, as you might say. No, they're sin. They love darkness rather than light. John 3:18, 19, 20, and 21. They hate the light. That's why they live accordingly. But I just want to show you my love in action, if you don't mind, because love is always found in action. And what I want you to do is I want you to, if not, if you can't see it again, I will paint the picture. And what it is it's me going out to something called the NAMM show and just showing you love in action once again. And what I'm doing is I'm tracking these guys and I'm confronting these guys. And these guys that I'm talking about right now, I'm going to go ahead and give you their names as we go through it, because it goes a lot further than with us than just talking about what people need to avoid. And by the way, if you're a faithful witness, you are going to rebuke them openly that others also might sin, which is found in the book of 1 Timothy. Does that sound familiar? See, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. A flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin. See, again, friends, love gets up in your face and it warns you of offending God. Read also 2 Chronicles 19:10 when you get a moment as well, because your sin is before God. Now, what we do is we go down to that of the NAMM show in California, and I'm endorsed by a lot of companies, okay? These musical instrument companies. And what we do is we get to go there and we get to rub arms with all of those that you would call rock stars. Well, in the process, we're using the law of God as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, which it says in Galatians 3:24, and we're being faithful witnesses. Also, you'll find, friends, that in Mark 10, verse 17, start there. It's a prime example concerning the way of the master. But what you're seeing in front of you is me confronting none other than Nick Menza, the former drummer of Megadeth. I tracked him several times, and he almost mocked me. And when I gave him tracks, Law to Grace, it's interesting, he didn't know that I was paying attention, but he'd kind of turn around, stuff them in his back pocket so he wouldn't be rude in front of me. But what he would do is he could see that he was kind of offended by that. Well, me and Nick would go back every once in a while, and I noticed on his email, the drummer from Megadeth, I noticed on his email he was using 666, the number of man. So what I did is I loved him enough to cross the line to get up in his face and tell him, hey, listen, guy, here you go. You need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Nick Menza, 3 years later, ended up dying on stage in the same state. Which one is love? Is it to love them to Jesus or to do and say what Jesus did and said? I'm curious. Okay. Going to the next one, we have none other than Vinny Appice, the drummer for Ronnie James Dio, former singer for Black Sabbath. I was also friends with Jeff Fenholt, who is the former singer for Black Sabbath, who at the end of his life was a Christian. A matter of fact, he used to support the ministry on and off when we go out and confront Monsters of Rock tour with Ozzy Osbourne. Okay, see, so we're loving on these people. And so what I have in front of me right now is the drummer for Vinny Appice from Ronnie James Dio. Also got his brother Appice, and he's coming up here, Carmen Appice. He is as old as the 60s is, and the 70s and the 80s. He was also in a band called King Cobra. Again, we're loving on him. What you see right now on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media, is me taking the time some years back going and confronting Brian Head Welch from Korn, who has now resorted back in his backslidden state to try to convince people that he's saved from his sin, but goes back and plays in the same band that promoted the very sins that he said that he repented of. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yeah, it sounds like Alice Cooper. Sounds like a good portion of those professors that are leading you straight into the hell that they're a part of. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that all things old have passed away, all things have become new. Not with these guys. But we're loving on them, and we're taking the time to confront them just like I did. I got a whole video on this with me confronting Brian Head Welch. Massive hypocrite, and he needs to know it. Love to get him on the radio program to justify what he cannot. Read Hebrews 6:6 when you get a moment as well. And then we're going to move on, and we're going to cover other players. Again, I put up on the screen, Brian is playing a major hypocrite in the face of the people. And then I got video here where I'm actually confronting him as well. Just want to make sure that you all understand that this ministry is not premised on just talk. It's premised on doing what it is that the Lord has commanded us out of love and gratitude for what he's done for us in our love towards our brothers and sisters that so many declare their love for, but they don't love them enough to actually get up in front of them and tell them what it is that they need to hear rather than what it is that they want to hear. Okay? So again, this is Bradley and Brian Head Welch taking the time to confront him for his sin. Also did Charlie Bonatti. He is the drummer from Anthrax. Talk to him. Super cool guy. Doesn't know the difference. Also wanted to let you know that many of these guys think that they're Christians. Charlie Bonatti, the drummer from Anthrax, is now touring with Pantera. Had time to talk to him and confront him as well. Loving on him. Mike Cardellone, guitar player for Leonard Skinner. I took the time to love on him. We got to Paul Gray as well from Slipknot. 6 months later, he died from a drug overdose. His wife loved the message. And of course, I'm sure she was hoping that he would listen to it as well. She listened. He did not. We also got to Michael Anthony from Van Halen. He loved what we were doing. I suppose he did until he read the tracks confronting him with his sin. What we're doing is we're using the law as a schoolmaster to bring them under Christ. Sully Irma from Godsmack, we reached out to him as well. Lemmy from Motorhead, we got to him. We spent time talking to him for a little bit before he died. He's no longer here as well. Here's Paul Gray from Slipknot shortly before his drug overdose. Again, he didn't want to listen to it. And now he's going to spend eternity in the place that sinners go. Again, Nick Menza from Megadeth. I reached out to him several times. We've got more people we've confronted here. Outstanding guitar player, Vinnie Moore. We tracked him as well in Anaheim, California. It's funny that they'll sit and play with these tracks and their optical illusions, and they'll share them with each other, but in the process of doing so, wait until they read them, because that is the end goal of what we're doing as we converse with them. So, again, giving gospel tracks to people that need it the most. Here's the drummer for none other than Megadeth as well. We reached out to him. The new one, Sean Drover. We reached out to him as well from Megadeth. Talked to him. I love the tracks, folks. Somebody's just got to love the Lord enough and love their brothers enough to actually hand them over so they can be led to the Christ, the only one known to mankind that can save men from their sin. We also got to Rudy Sarzo, bassist for Ozzy and Quiet Riot. We tracked him. Also got to Kerry King. That guy was a real character, let me tell you. Kerry King from Slayer, they have their last album was called, the one that I'm aware of anyways, was called God Hates Us. When in fact what happened is one of our crew members walked up to him, tracked him, and said, can you go ahead and give me your autograph and then just talk about how Jesus Christ saves? Well, Kerry didn't like that, and we weren't being smart about it. We were just trying to figure out why he was leading so many people to hell. Folks, well, because he says he doesn't believe, it doesn't matter if he believes or not. The fact of the matter is he's going to face God on Judgment Day, and so is everybody else that's listening to him, Hebrews 9:27. Also got to bass player from Alice in Chains, Ozzy, Black Label Society as well. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23 hours. Also got to Victor Wooten, who's a famous bass player, outstanding. Other people we reached out to was JoJo Mayer, outstanding drummer. Steve Smith from Journey, my wife tracked him. We also got Nickel McBrain from Iron Maiden. We also got to Yngwie Malmsteen. I mean, he's a 60-year-old, 65-year-old, 15-year-old kid. He really is. We got to Bill Murray, the actor. He's repulsive as well. We got to Jason Bittner, super cool kid, drummer for Shadows Fall. Also got to Billy Sheehan, bassist for David Lee Roth. And the reason I'm laughing, folks, is Billy Sheehan's like 6'5". He's a monster. And what's also interesting is when we walked by him and tracked him, he was sitting there eating his ice cream like a little kid. But in all seriousness, we're doing what we're doing, friends, because love is always found in action, period. And these people that are lost, that think they're going to heaven when in fact they're going to hell, they need to be loved on more than just, I'll pray for them. And then, you know what, I'll just love them to Jesus. No, the way to love them to Jesus is to do what Jesus does, and that is to get up in their face and love on them. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.